the rest of the story. And we shall now, for a reason that will become immediately apparent, examine the accomplishments of a man named John Scott. He was a local magistrate, a justice of the peace in North Bend, Ohio. He managed two estates, one of them 800 acres. Beyond this, he was twice elected to the United States House of Representatives. Most folks would say that's pretty good, especially for somebody who had survived hard times to win such honors. And yet, by one very personal set of standards, John had fallen short of great expectations, was in fact, and for a reason you could not imagine, considered the family failure. You see, John Scott was born in Vincennes, Indiana, October 4, 1804, and following his graduation from Cincinnati College, he became manager of his father's 2,000-acre estate at North Bend, Ohio. Subsequently, he was bequeathed 800 acres of that property. In 1831, John married. The land his dad had set aside for him would be a new home for John and his bride, but lean years followed. Produce prices stayed low and money was scarce. Flood damage led to major losses. At one point, John, by now accustomed to dire financial straits, was on the brink of losing his farm. Compounding these hardships were numerous family illnesses, and then in 1850, his beloved wife passed away. He's made of good stuff, the neighbors would say. And they were right, for John at 45, after two of the most grinding, wearying decades imaginable, stood tall in his adversity. He battled the odds. He went on to win for himself and his name acclaim. With experience as a local magistrate and a justice of the peace as his only credentials, he was March 4, 1853, elected to the United States Congress, a position he would hold for two terms. John admonished his children, listen to this, John admonished his children never to enter politics, quote, because of the many inducements to stray from the proper path. But certainly, as far as anyone knows, John never strayed. He lived the remainder of his life in dignity. He died at North Bend, May 25, 1878, at 73 years of age. How then, in retrospect, could it be said of such a man that he did not measure up, that he was a failure? Were his opportunities misspent, his potential not realized? The very fact, some say, that John is survived by comparatively little information about him is testimony to all of the things that he might have been and never was. For indeed, it was by an entirely subjective set of standards that John fell short, that he might even remotely have been considered the family failure. Because, you see, John's grandfather had been one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, had been a member of the Continental Congress. And there's more. John, the man who clawed his way through countless hardships all the way to the United States Congress, is not recalled by history because he was a congressman, but rather because he, John Scott Harrison, is distinguished as the only man who ever was, who was both son and father to presidents of the United States. You know John's dad, William Henry Harrison? You know his son, Benjamin Harrison. Now you know John. Now you know the rest of the story.